The drama began at 9 Saturday morning. The Bethel Warriors were behind the Homer Mariners by 40 points. Bethel coach Darren Lieb was worried. Homer had 7 contenders in the finals, and Bethel only had 4. To win the team championship, everyone in the long battles for 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th place finishes was going to have to fight hard for every point. Instead of just one championship battle, these kids would each have to wrestle 4 times Saturday to get the chance to place 3rd or lower on the podium.
So we dug ourselves a hole, and we had a great meeting last night. Kids knew what they had to do.
It was not enough to pin the opponent. Each wrestler needed additional bonus points for the team. The arena had 8 rings of competition going simultaneously. The Bethel coaching staff had to scramble from one end to the other to help coach the team, many of them seniors competing for the last time, with each match critical.
Finish with a fall, man! Hey, finish your high school career with a fall! There you go! Nice job! Hey! Matthew, I'm proud of you, buddy.
I'm so happy. You know how happy I am. I got to finish my last tournament strong. And so far, I am doing it.
Well, it's like super excitement and happiness.
Oh, my God.
And the next second, it's like bum, terrible, heartbreak.
That's assistant coach Paul O'Brien. His daughter, Kelly O'Brien, hoped to place in the finals, but lost in the semifinals and ended up placing 4th on the podium. She said a lot of things had not gone well for her that week.
That's no excuse for my performance, but everyone's beatable and everyone can beat anybody. It's just how wrestling is.
You gotta suffer for a minute and then get over it.
Good job, Sven! Nice job!
Some, like senior Seth Smith, were ecstatic.
Just 1 by 1. I just took 3rd. I'm so happy. It's just amazing to me. Good way to end off my senior year, too. I just wrestle to the end. I don't give up at all. Unless I get blacked out, but that was only 1 time. But I don't give up.
By 3 o'clock Saturday, Coach Lieb was hoarse from yelling encouragement and instruction. But his team had done it. They were 12 points ahead of Homer in team points as the final championship matches began. Of the 4 Bethel wrestlers in the finals, 3 won championships. All worked hard to gain extra points. In the end, Bethel could do nothing but watch and count points as Homer's 7 finalists continued to compete. It was a nail biter.
It is. It already has been.
At 9 Saturday night, it was clear the lead was holding. The Warriors won the state championship by 11 points, earned by those fighting for 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th places on the podium. Coach Lee.
I can't be more proud of them. Kids deserved it. They won it beyond themselves.
The work of wrestlers like Ryan Smith, Seth Smith, Matthew Hunter, Matthew Ferguson, Sven Williams, Elijah Lindley, Delray Charlie, and Kelly O'Brien showed both discipline and grit. Qualities that'll take them far, long after memories of Saturday's wrestling matches have faded. I'm Johanna Urich.